Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Don Kranzer. Meseches Bava Basra has been sponsored by Mr. and Mrs. Yitzchak Katz, Leilui Nishmas, Meir Ben Tovia Katz, Mordechai Ben Yitzchak Meir Skala, and Basya Bas Moshe Leib Skala.
This shiur is part 2 of a 2-part series.
Bava Basra Daf Mem Aleph, part 2.
The next Gemara is the Mekor for the din of Dor Bechad Yoima. The Gemara brings that there was this fellow that was Dor Bekashta Be'elisa, in the attic, Arba Shani for 4 years, and he claimed that Planya Zavinta the Zavni Minoch. He claimed that he bought it from somebody who bought it from the Marakama. So they came before Rav Chiya and he said, Islucha Sahadi Darbe Il the Zavnis Mine Afilachad Yoima Ikim Nobiyodcha. If you have Adim that the one that you bought it for from was Darbe Chad Yoima, lived there for a day, then we'll be a queen of Biyodcha. I lechayra it's a chazaka sheini mataina. Even though you have chesed gimel shanim, where's the taina lekuchi biyadi? You don't know the enem bought it. So we see clearly from the sugya that even though, for example, taninu lekechol yerish, or like it says in the Mishnah, b'mishum yerusha in tzarch taina, but it's dafkif. There's eidin that the meicher or the meirish was dar beichad yema. If he was dar beichad yema, then we'll taina that he bought it from the marakama, and in mele you'll have a chazaka sheishi mataina. We discussed this in the beginning of the parak, which review over the rishanim that argue exactly what's the havah of why you need to have that the Edom that the Meicher was Dar Beichad Yoima in order to say Taninon. The Ritva's Mahalach is, in order to say Taninon for Lekeach, it has to be that he was Dar Beichad Yoima, because otherwise it looks like he's tining a Tainas Sheker. It doesn't look that it's the truth. And the Muki Yosef also says the same thing, that you need Dar Beichad Yoima not because otherwise you don't believe when he says Lekucha. For sure he's Nemon because he was Machsh Shnei Chazaka. And same would be, let's say a person's teifus metaltling, there's Aiden that is somebody else's, and that's, he tainas that he bought it, he's Neman, Taninale, that the Mara sold it to you in front of. But over here, the reason why you need Darba Chadyayim, because if it's not, it's Mechzika Shikra. It looks like he's saying something which is not true. And that's what we need, the Darba Chadyayim. The Ramban is also mashma such a lush, and says, Shemetz like a Shikra, Hoyal Veloy Darba. But the Rabbeinu Yonah says a little differently. Rabbeinu Yonah, Daf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph, says that the reason why you need Dor Beichad Yoima is because with this we have an amasla that the karka is lechukhi biyad oviv. And the male, that's why you don't need a taina. And that means that we have to have a shtikal ha'chocha, a raya that really there was a mechira. The ha'chocha, the amasla, the raya, there was a mechira as if the meirish or the meicher was Dor Beichad Yoima. Otherwise, it's missing in the Heichacha of Yuchesis Kimel Shanim. So it's not otherwise because Merzik is Shik, like the Ritva says, but it's an Inyan of a Heichacha. The Ktsais and Simen Kuf Mevavs of Kotten Vav also says that Ain Taina Liyerish Lekech Elik Shadar by Mechachad Yema. Why? Because if it's Dar by Yemecher, Avi Ktsas Umdana. It's like an Umdana, a Raya that Chakone Amecher Oi Hamayrish. Even though Dar by Chad Yema, of course, is not a Chazaka, but it's an Umdana, and once you have this Umdana, once you have this Raya, then we'll say Tanina for the Lekech. But without the Umdana, we're not going to be Taninan for the Lekeach. And the Lashon Ramban really in Lachamis is that it's because it's a reglaim ledover. It's a reglaim ledover, a raya, that there was a mechira here. Once you have a raya, there was a mechira, so then we'll say Tanina Lekeach. The Stifler in Simon Chaf Aleph asks, we never find in Aloch of Tanina that you need to have a reglaim ledover. Where do we find such a thing? The whole machshayil of taninun leisayim lekucha is because maybe it's a milsad leishchicha. It's something which is not common. And even Tosis late in the Fainim and Beis, it says leitanin liyasmi by pikod in the taina of nensu. He says because it's leishchicha, because it's not common such a taina. But a lekuli alman a milsad leishchicha and something which is shchiach. Avada Tanina liyasmi, even though there's no raglaim ledover and there's no siyua, there's no proof to the taina. And Bemis the Balamor and Daf Ayin says that the reason why we don't say Tanin liyasmi nensu, we only say Echzarti, he says, even though normally the din is Tanin liyayrish, that's by a tain of chazoka. A tain of chazartim lom, because it's not pikadim, it's a chazara he made. But nensu, we don't taina, because since the pikadim was in the father, by the father, it's beches samishtamish, probably put in a private place and not in an open place. And it's not mistaver that it was nensu. So we're not going to go ahead and taina, and there was nensu, to mitzi adav miches kosai. It's nensu means the pashas, the words of the Balamar sound like he's saying, because the tain of nensu is loishchiach. But it's not the Reuven and Simeon Beis Medayik from the Loshen of the Balamor that he said a Loshen of that betainas chazoker nemra v'alikicha shchicha v'shaper taninon. So that Loshen is mashma that the reason why we don't say taninon for the Yisraim that it was nensu is only because we're missing a suffix for bezdin. We're missing a drawer of a bezdin. In a case of a chazakim without a taina, there's always a tzad that maybe it's the same, so we'll say taninon. And taina v'chazarti also will say taninon for the same that he returned it, because that's what a katan is made for, to be returned. But the taina nensu yibi meitzi hadover mechazkosai. Then we're not going to say tanina. We're not going to be mechadish a taina for the yisayimim for something which goes connected the norm, connected the chazaka. And even though the father, of course, would be neman to sign such a taina, but that we're not going to say for the yisayimim. Since you're talking to say, maybe that's also the pshat over here by Dorbe Chadyayimah. The reason why we're not going to be taninan is because we're not going to be mechadish that another meicher or meirish was kind of sodom and abaylim, because we didn't see him. If we didn't see him in the field even one day. But if it was Dorbe Chadyayimah, so now we have a suffix, maybe he was kind of from the Bailam Rishonim. In such a case, we'll say Taninon Liyasmis. And then the Nakuda is not that without something which is Shchiach, without a Umdana, without a Chocha, we're not going to say Taninon. And then you can ask a Kashik, the disciple asked, that L'chayr, we don't find that the criteria of Taninon for the Yisayim is that it should be anything more than Shchiach. As long as it's Shchiach, it's Taninon. If it's not Shchiach, it's Loi Taninon. But that you should say you need a Umdana, a Chocha, you need a Siyua, a Raya, in order to say Taninon, that we don't find. But from the Lashon of Balamor, the way Reuven is explaining it, that the Yisayit HaDavar is, will only say Taninon if it's something which is expected, something which is normal, something which is going with the Chazakah. But if something going against the norm, going against the Chazakah, so it's, the Nakud over here is that it's, we're not going to Taina. We're not going to Taina, a Taina which is going against the status quo, the Chazakah, what normally should be. Once there's a Darbe Chad Yoyma, there's a Tzad that Itaka bought it, so then once we see something, that's what the Lushanim may mean, the Lushanim Ketzas Umden Haychacha, that is kind of the Kakim and Abaylim, so then we'll say Taninan. Not because we need the Haychacha, but we're not going to say Taninan when it goes against that which is the status quo. A third way is the Ketzais brings in Simen Kuf Mem Vav, Sivkot and Tes, Veshen the Marit, and Choshimish Simen Chav Vav, that the reason why you need to have Darbe Chayayma in order to say Taninan Lias Milukuchais is because we don't Taina to anybody else except for Lekech. So we have to make the middleman into a lekech. If he was not dor b'chad yoyim, maybe they're not buy it b'chlal, and just he's not a mechutzif to say that he bought it. So he says, I bought it miplani water from you. But if you have aim that it was biyad harisha and even shahachas, yeah, it's a reglaim al dov that he bought it. So he has a shem lekech. Once he has a shem lekech, so then we could say taninon for the same that they bought it from him, that bought it from the marikama. And Mele, if he says, Dr. Marit, that if he has a shtar mechira that he bought it from the Rishon, then you don't need Aiden that the Rishon was Dorbe Chad Yoyma. Because then we know for sure he's a Lekech. Once you know he's a Lekech, then we don't have to bring a Raya from the Dorbe Chad Yoyma. The Rishbam asks from the Rishbam early in the Flamen of Abayz, which is before, that even if the Sheni has a Shtar Mechir from the Rishon, he still don't say Taninon that the Rishon was kind of from the Bailam unless he was Dor by Chad Yoyma. You see, if I cared from the way the Marit is saying, but even Taisa written in the Sugi is Yem Mashmal to Marit, he says, what did Nami Yesh Shtar Hech Kanamu Plaini, ain't on a Tzrichim Le'edim to Dor by Chad Yoyma? Because it's Brurin Shazel Lokhim, Yoy say Plaini, so then Tain Navure, which is Mashmal, also like what you say to the Marit, that if we would know that you bought it from the middleman, so we know you're a lekech. Once we know you're a lekech, then we could say taninon. And in Mele, the whole din of Dorbe Chad Yoyma is in order to establish that you're a lekech. We have a shem lekech. Once it's a lekech over here, then we have a din of saying taninon. The Meiri, says the fourth malach, he says that in order to say taninon, you have to have Dorbe Chad Yoyma, because without Dorbe Chad Yoyma, that's chazaka did not begin. The Lashon of Meiri is hoyel v'schila chazaka biyad ze shemachroloi v'gamrohu. It's mevor from his words that the time you need Dorbe Chad Yoyma is because you have to, the chazak has to begins biyad ha-meicher. If the lekeach was ma'as gimel shonim, that chazak alone is not mechiyach that the meicher was kind of from the field min abaylim. You have to have that the meicher was Dorbe Chad Yoyma, that begins the chazak in the land. And memela, when you are now ma'as gimel shonim, that's gomer the chazak. Once it's a real chazak, then we'll say taninan liyasmi ulekuches. The Lashon of Rishonim also some mashma that says a machzik is toyin kamei didi zavni minoch ein enem b'teres chazaka sheishi mataina el enem rak min demigu. What does that mean? It doesn't help the chazaka of the second person to mechiach that the first one was kind of in the bailim. You have to have that the first one also was a shtikla machzik. If the meicher started the chazaka yemechad and the lekech was mashlim that chazaka, so we look at it like all one chazaka. Once you look at it like all one chazaka beginning with the darbei chad yoyma, and that Chazok is mechiach that the meicher was coming from the bayom, then we'll say, taka taninan lekech uliyasmi. In summary, we mentioned four mahalchim why we would need edim that the meicher was dar beichad yoyma in order to say tanin lelekeach. Either the Ritvan, the Mukiyosis Mahalach, that if he was not Dorbe Chadyoim, it's Merzi Keshikra. It looks like something is fishy, it's not saying the truth. Or the Rabbeinu Yoina said that you need Dorbe Chadyoim in order to have a Chacha and a Umdana, that he was Meicher from the Bailam Rishayim, like he was bought from the Bailam Rishayim, and then he sold it to you, and the Ktsais also learned this way. A third way was the Marit that says we need Dorbe Chadyoim because the holding Tanina is only for Lekeach, and we have to be Mechiach, the Machzik is the Lekeach from the Meicher. We can only Mechiach, the Machzik is the Lekeach from the Meicher, if the Meicher is Dorbe Chadyoim al Kalponim that much in the Kark. Otherwise, the Machzik would not have Din Lekeach, and there's no Din Taninon. And a fourth Malach we mentioned from the Meiri is that the reason why we need Dorbe Chadyoim is not at all a Din and Taninon. It's a din in the Haskolas HaChazaka. The Chazaka begins by the Rishon, by the Meicher. If the Meicher is Dor Beichad Yoyma, then the Lekeach can have Chazaka. We say that the Merkama should have been Meicher because he's Boa Mikoyach of the Meicher. It's all one Hemshech of a Chazaka. If the Meicher was not Dor Beichad Yoyma, then there's a Chisaron in his Etzim Chazaka. Another two important Nekudais in Dor Beichad Yoyma is that Rekiveger in Shulchan Aruch Etzim Mekuf Mevav Sifkatan Yedalid is mistapik in a case where the meicher himself, that means the middleman himself, comes lefoneinu and he tainas that he bought it from the Bailam. Do we need that it was Dorbe Chadyayim or not? Kivega suffik is, it's Yitachin, that you only need Dorbe Chadyayim legabi the Aloch of Taninen for the Lekeach, for the Machzik. But where the meicher himself is tainas that he bought it from the Marakama, then you wouldn't need Dorbe Chadyayim. And it's Mechiach from the Ran, Mukiyes and Daf Chavtes, and they ask, how does it help a Chazaka of the Seichem of renters for the Maske, for the landlord, to say that he bought it from the Marakama, the Masker was not Dorbei Chad Yoyma. Over there, we're talking about where the Masker himself tainas that he was kind of the bias from the Bailam. So the Chayr is Mavur from the Rani Mukiyes, they hold that even in a place where the Marzik tainas, Lifoneinu, tainas that he bought it, you still need Dorbei Chad Yoyma, because that's why they ask a Kasha Taka, why does it help the Chazok of the Seichim for the Masker? The Masker wasn't Dorbei Chad Yoyma, even though in that case, the Masker himself about his tining for his own self that he lived there and that he bought it from the Marakama. But the Ritvan, the Sugi says with Feirish that if the Meich himself is Bolofanenu, and he tainas that he bought it from the Marakam, he's Neman, just that we are not going to taina it for you unless we know they ate him that he was Darbei Chad Yoyma. And he says, because the whole Tam of Darbei Chad Yoyma, L'chayre, if it's a reglaim ledover, is only a Shayach Adin and Tanina. But Malkam, where you yourself taina, so you don't need a reglaim ledover. And that stems with the svar of the Ktzais and the Rabbeinu Yoina that you say the Dorbei Chad Yoyma is also an umdan a reglaim ledover, so that's only legabe taninon. But where it's not a var of taninon, where it's a var where the meicher himself says he bought it, so then you don't need to have Dorbei Chad Yoyma. And even according to the svar of the Marit, that the reason why you need Dorbei Chad Yoyma is to make that the mazik has a din of a lekeach, that's not negay in a case where the meicher himself tainas. If you want to say pshat in the random mukiyes and daf chavtes that they hold, you have to have Dorbei Chad Yoyma even when the meicher himself is claiming that he bought it from the Marakama. So you have to say lechayr like the lashon, like the Ritvaz Mahalach, that the reason why I need Dorbei Chad Yoyma is because otherwise it's merzi kashikra and there's a reyesa. So meila that there's a reyesa even if he himself tainas that he bought it. And the way to argue is you can say that in the chanami it's takal a reyesa and that's why you need Dorbei Chad Yoyma, but it's only a reyesa gemura in the din of taninon. Then when you have to taina for the lekeach for the Liyorish, then it's a reyesa. But when it's not, when he himself claims that he bought it from the Marakama, then maybe it wouldn't be a reyesa. And that would be good for the machloikas. And the Mukiyasi would argue, and they'd say it's a reyesa gemura, even to mevatel the taina of the meicher himself. A second akuda is that the Rishonim of Medayik from the Lashna Gemara that says he is the Chasahadi. If you have Edom Darba Yu, the Zavs Meneva, Afilachad Yoima, it's mash. We need Edom to say that the Meicher, to establish that the Meicher was Darba Chad Yoima, and then we'll say Tanin Lilikeach. Dragging the Rishonim, Lachir, why didn't you Edom for? Why didn't you say there's a Migu? He could have said, Minoch Zavinte. They say, Shita Satoysis Naflam, it is that a Machzik is Tachinemun with a Migu, that the Rishon was Dorbei Chad Yoyma. Over here it's talking about, he was ready Maida, the Zavna Miplaini. So merely doesn't have a Migu, and if it's only a Migu Lamafre, a Migu Lamafre doesn't work. But according to Rav Rishon, that the Machzik is not Nemun to say the Rishon is Dorbei Chad Yoyma, the Shaila is, Taka, why not?
Then the Balamor in Daflam and Gimel says that it's not Neman say that the Moichah was Dorbe Chadyoima, because we say, I see Sahadi bring Edom. Why? The Chihechi says, the Chazis Le'at, Iyash Le'chos Le'nami Achrina. It can't be that if you yourself saw that he lived there, and that's why you're claiming it was Dorbe Chadyoima, then nobody else saw it. And Edus Yem Echad, if it's true that he was Darboy, it's very easy to bring Edom on it. Where's the Edom? Nobody else saw. It has to be somebody else saw. If nobody else saw and you can't bring Edom that he's Darboy Chad Yoyma, that's a Reyes in Yataina, and that's why Yataka not Nemon. But the Ramban, the Malchamas asks in the Balamor. The Ramban asks, Adarab, but Dir Yem Echad is very hard to bring Edom because it's not such a long time, so people don't see it. Maybe two people or three people saw it. Maybe they're not connected. Maybe they're far away. They should be able to go ahead and bring Edom. Maybe you can't bring Edom. It's the fact that you can't bring Edom that he's Dorbe Chadyoyim is such a reisa. It's not such a reisa. And in the Iker Din that he's Balmor is Mechadish, you don't say Migu, and something that's called to bring Edom, the Ramban also takes issue with that. It's not a true statement. Even though it's difficult to bring Edom, that wouldn't knock off the Migu. L'chay, you still should have a Migu. The Ramban himself answers the reason why you nanem with a migu and you have to have Eidim that the moich was dor bechad yoyim is because without Eidim, leker aglayim ledover. Rekiveger in the Mishnayis explains that the say of the Ramban is that the reason why we need dor bechad yoyim is also aglayim ledover. And if it's not with Eidim, it's missing in the reglayim ledover. If attack will be, the reason why we need a dor bechad yoyim will be because of otherwise the reisa. So in the case of the Machzik himself, Tainas, that he saw that he was dor bechad yoyim, there's no reisa. But if it's also reglayim ledover, then it's chosin reglayim ledover. These words are kivegar, ton havana, ton biur, because l'chayr, once he's believed to say that the meichur is dor bechad yoyim with a migu, then why, once we have that established, then l'chayr automatically there's reglayim ledover that he was kind of in the original Bailam. What does he mean that there's no reglayim ledover unless it's established ayidei eidim? So the Rebruven and Simon Yud Beis and other Achrayim want to be mazmer and say that the sight of a migu is not a rai and a birr in the etzem maisa how it happened or what happened. The migu just helps to give you an amanus on the taina. Since he could have been zeich with a different taina, he's believing to be zeich with this taina. But it's not a yichoch on the etzem maisa. For example, if somebody loyv the taina is a borrower, taina is parua, he paid up, and he, in a case where the shtar is not mekuyim, he's believed because he has a migu, he could have said that it was mezuyif. Is there a birr that it was Perua? No. Do we believe him that it was Perua? Yes. Why does he believe that it's Perua? Because he has a different taina. He could have taina mezuif, which he would have been Neman. So Mimela is Neman with a taina of Perua. But over here, when he taina is Dorba Yichad Yaymos, he's not being Zeicha Machmas this taina. It's that if you can believe him, he's Dorba Yichad Yaymos, Mimela, we're going to taina for him that the Meicha was kainit from the Baal Marishainim. Then, but that chayr we could only taina for him that he was the meich was kind of from the Baal Merishayim. If we know b'teres vaday that the meich was dar b'chad yoyim, then we have a reglayim ledover. But we don't have a birur that he was dar b'chad yoyim. We don't know vadi was dar b'chad yoyim. It's just that he's nemu with a taina of dar b'chad yoyim because he could have taina a different taina. He could have said minoch zavinta. So ena chenami he has a koyach a taina and a man is the taina that and we talk in mekabel it. If that's the taina which we manatzeach in din, we'd be mekabel that taina and we would say he's right and we give him whatever he's asking for. We'd say his taina is niskabelas. But if the taina alone is not sufficient, it's just that that taina establishes for us a fact that the meich was dar b'chad yoyim and based on that fact. That the meichah is dor bechad yoyima, we have a reglayim ledover that there was a mechira here, and a meila once is a reglayim ledover is a mechira here. We'll say taninan for the lekeach that he bought it from Pliny, who bought it from the marikama. Azoy vait, it's not going to help us. Amigo is not mevar the fact. It's a chiddush, but a pshat in the Ramban in our sugya why it doesn't help to say that the lekeach himself should say dor bechad yoyim with amigo. The Ritva says that Yeshet Tirtzu, the reason why he's not named with Amigu is because Amigu da Oza. He's not, May is part of the same Inoch Zavinta. So in Meila Bechlal, it's not Shver the Kasha. Even though normally the Rebbe Pesim say Amigu da Oza, you do save a moment, but it's not Shver the Kasha because over here you're not named to say that he was Dor Bechad Yoim with Amigu, the Inoch Zavinta, because Inoch Zavinta was a Oza. So you'd rather say Dor Bechad Yoim. And Meila wants his no Amigu, so Bechlal, it's not Shver why you need Dafke Edim that it was Dor Bechad Yoim. And the Chasam Sefer, if Emfer is really this kasha, we ask him the Paiskim that Migu da Oza, you say in Mamun. Chasam Sefer says that even though normally you would say Migu da Oza in Mamun, but over here you're not going to say two kulois. You're not going to say a Migu da Oza and also say Ta'aninon. In other words, with a Migu that is a Migu da Oza, you can establish the fact of Darbe Chad Yoyma. And once you establish the fact of Darbe Chad Yoyma, then we're going to say Ta'aninon Lukuchi Biyadi. That we're not going to do. It's not what we were saying earlier. Before we're saying that Bechlal, we can't establish a fact based on a Migu. But now we're saying that even though we could establish a fact of the Migu, but to say that Migu, even though it's a Migu, the Oza plus Taninon, Azay Vait, we're not going to say two different Kulis. But I'll call upon him, the Rishayim are answering the question, why and how Sugi have to have Dafka Eden that the Meicher was Dorbech Ad Yoyma, and he's not Nem with a Migu either, because a Migu cannot establish the fact and give us a Reglaimel Dover, or because the Migu is not a good Migu, it's a Migu de Oza. The Gemara continues that when Rav heard that Reb Chiya said that you have to have Edom that the Meicher was Dor B'chad Yoyma in order to say Tanin L'Likach, he asked, V'chi Ein Adam Osi Likach V'lim Ker B'layla? Doesn't a person sometimes buy and sell in the same night? And he said, V'chasis L'dayte, that if he said, Kamoy Didi Zavni Minoch, is Mehem, with a Migu Didi Boyom L'Enoch Zavin to Minoch. The Etzim Tain of Rav, V'chi Ein Adam Osi Likach V'lim Ker B'layla, L'choy L'fi the Shittis that you need Dor B'chad Yoyma, because otherwise it's Merzi Kashik, like we said, for shame the Ritva, and if it's not Darbech Hadyayim, it's a Reyes and a Chochi, he was not coming from the Bailin. So the Gemara's Kashi is that Rav asks that a person is Osui, Likach, Melim Kabalayla. Mela, there's no Reyes from the fact that he was not Darbech Hadyayim. What did Rav Chiya hold? He wasn't bothered by this Kashi. You have to say he held that it's true, that they argue. He said, Ein Adam Osui, Likach, Melim Kabalayla. The person doesn't usually buy and sell the same night, and it's Mela, it's a Reyes and a Chochi, he was not coming from the Bailin. And that we see also this tzad in the Rishayim, and the Ramban and the Rajma argue on arrive at different sheets arrive in the sugi, and they say you don't have to bring Edom that he was a lekeach. They say that it's not doima to Edom and Darbe Chad Yoyma, because the side of Edom and Darbe Chad Yoyma is because otherwise it's melzik a shikra. But you don't have to bring any raya that you were a lekeach. But the fee the sheet is that hold that the side of Edom that he was Darbe Chad Yoyma is because you need to have a chacha and a reglaim with dover that the meich was kaina. So what's Rav asking Adam Osi v'likach lim kevalayla? But the meis, if it wasn't Darbe Chad Yoyma, there's no reglaim with dover that he was kaina in the field. See, it's enoch anami, it's not a reisa, but where's the reglaim with dover? Where's the chacha? And so Kvege, the Mishnah says that maybe that's kufa the shakotai of the Gemara. That Rav understood that the reason why you need Dorbe Chad Yoyim is like the Rishayim that say, because otherwise it's Merzik Shikra. It's a Reyesa, Nechoch, it's not yours. And therefore Rav asked, there's no Reyesa here. V'chi Eino Adam Osi, Likach, V'limka Balayla, a person could buy and sell on the same day. There's no Reyesa here from the fact that he wasn't Dorbe Chad Yoyim. But Aliba the Emes, the Pshat and Rav Chia, why you need Dorbe Chad Yoyim is because you have to have a Reglaim Ladover that the Meich was kind of from the Marakama. And Memela doesn't help that this Adam Osi, and Tastaka, why you need Aiden that he was Darbe Chad Yoyma no matter what. Bemis Rabbeinu Yoina is Mavayah the Kasha of Rav in a different way. He says that Rav understood from Rav Chiya that even if the Machzik Tainas Kame Didi Zavna Minoch is not Neman, even if he says, I saw that the Meicher bought it from you in front of me, he's not Neman. Because when he Tainas Eplani Zavinta the Zavna Minoch, it's included in this lashon that he knows that Plani Zavni Minoch, and still he's not Nem with a Migu that he could have said Minoch Zavinta, because that blinds like a Migu Mokim Edim. Where is it a Migu Mokim Edim? Because if the Meicher Taka bought it from the Bailim, it's impossible that there shouldn't be Edim that he was Dorbe Chadyayim, like we mentioned earlier. And on that, Rav is asking that that's not a Migu Mokim Edim. Because since an odd person is also Likach Valimka Balayla, a person sometimes buys and sells on the same night, so Mamela, the fact that he doesn't have Edim that he was Dorbe Chadyayim is not an Edus. It's not like a koyach of edus neged your migu. If I do believe to say that the meich was darbe chad yoyma with a migu that you could have said minoch zavinta, you tell me no, that migu shouldn't believe you to say that the meich was darbe chad yoyma, because if he was, we're the edim. Somebody must have seen it. Rav is saying a good taina. Rav is saying edim do not see it because a person sometimes is likach is lekech and meicher belayla. The maskon of Rav is that chazis l'dait Rav Chiya that beemes when you say kamed di zavna yitaka going to be neman. So that's a whole different way to understand the Gemara's Rav's Taina. Not the way the Kevega says the Taina was gufa, that if the Yisayit of Dorbe Chad Yoyim is als Merzi Kashikra, then there's no Merzi Kashikra. But according to Rabbeinu Yoina, the Yisayit, the Gemara's Kash is going on the fact that we thought that Rav Chiya had said that even if you would say Kamed Idi Zavni, you're not believed. You have to have Eden that is Dorbe Chad Yoyim. And that he says, why? The only reason why he's saying he's not believed is because he has a Reis, so that you should have had Eden. No, a person sometimes is also Likach, but there's no Reis. Lamaiser, Rav ends off and he says, Chazisa l'daita, so Rav Chiya held that if he says, Kamoy, didi zavne minoch, he's nemon, with a migu that if he could have said, Ano, zavanta minoch. Well, from the Loshna Gevara some vor, that even where the Lekech was Masa Gimoshonim, and he tainas that he knows Bevadai that the Rishon was kind of from the Bailam, he's not nemon, also Chazok Sheshimataina, only midin migu. And Kiveger in Chuvis and Chelik Gimel Simchav Tes and the Ktzayis and Simchav Kuf Mem Vav Sifkat Yud Beis, they say the Bemis you don't need a din migul, because once you tina that the Meicher, that the one who sold you the karka, he bought it from the Marakama, so the Chazok Kashiyeshi Matina. You have Cheses Gimel Shadim. The Shaila only is where's your tina. But if you say clearly that you know bought it from the Meicher and you know the Meicher in front of you bought it from the Marakama, so the Navad you have a tina. And the Loshna Gemara of Migu is Lav Dafka. But Tyson Daf Lamed Amud Aleph says that Shayach Bazeh over here Amigul Chsarim Amigul Mafreya, which is Mashrim from Tyson, that Tyson understood the Gemara the Itaka do need the din of Migul. L'chayr it's shver and Tyson's shita. Why Itaka do you need a din Migul? L'chayr it's a Taina Gemura. It's a Chazaka Sheishi Mataina. What's wrong with the Taina? What's the difference if you Masa Gimel Shanim and you say to the Marakama that Lekuchi Biyadi I bought it from you, or if you say to the Marakama I bought it from a Meicher and I saw the Meicher bought it from you? You're saying Vaita Lekuchi Biyadi in a different form. Why isn't that a Chazaka Sheishi Mataina? Then a Sivis in Sivkot and Chav Beis says that no, over here it's not a chazok sheishim ataina. The chivin the ain a magzik bo mikoyach tainas atzmai ain chazkosim me'elislay. Since he's not coming with his own taina, his chazok doesn't help. The beinin bechazok hashem mukzik yovei betainas atzmai. He has to come with his own taina in order for his chazok to help. If he's coming with a taina of the mitzad the meicher, then you have to come on to the svara of the migu. What does that mean? It means like Chazok only helps him mechiach and that the mazik is tefes bedin through a chachov and the fact that Marakam was quiet. But that the Chazok of the mazik is mechiach that somebody else bought it, that doesn't help. The Chazok is only mevar on yourself. It's not mevar on somebody else that's not a muzik. And that is no din Chazok, which is shver to understand the svar behind it. L'chayr, the Chazok is a raya that you are the Bailim. L'maisa, you are a mazif a gimel shonim, and there is a chokhi of the Bailim. The din, you have to have a taina. The taina is that you bought it from the Marakama. What's enough gemina if the way you're tining that you bought it from the Marakama is that you bought it directly, or if you say you bought it from this meicher, and you know the kamoy didi zavn in front of me, you bought it from the Marakama. But the Stipler in Simchaf Aleph offers a shtickle of understanding. He says, without the din of a migu, he's not nemon, because since the Rishon, the first one, was not Darbi Chad Yoyma, so that's a hoichacha that's missing in your taina. There's a chacha and a reyes in your chazaka. Like the Rishonim say that the reason why you need Darbi Chad Yoyma is otherwise is a reyesa. So mainly over here, not nemon mitzad etzme chazaka, because it's a reyes if I cared. You only nemon mikoyach amigu. This only makes sense if the shita the Rana Muki Yosef that even Mokim the Meicher Tainas in front of us that he says clearly that he was bought from the Marakama, you have to have Dor Bechad Yoyma. If you hold even when the Meicher said that he bought from the Marakama, you don't need Dor Bechad Yoyma. So it's only Chsar and Tanin, and over here he himself is tining, so there's no problem. In other words, if you say that when we had a shayla before, when the Meicher says that he bought it from the Marakama, the Kaveg was mistopic, if he says he bought it from the Marakama, do you have to also have Dor Bechad Yoyma or not? So if you hold, you don't need Dor Bechad Yoyma when the Meicher comes in time as he bought it from the Marakama. So if the Mavzik says that he saw that the Meicher bought it from the Marakama, Avadi also wouldn't need Dor Bechad Yoyma, because now you have a regular Taina. If just the Meicher himself comes to Fonenu in time as he bought it from the Bailam, you don't need Dor Bechad Yoyma, because it's only for the Gabi Din of Taninon. When the Meicher comes himself and says that you don't need it, so if the Mazik says that he knows he bought it for the Meicher, and that the Meicher in front of us bought it from Marakama, so you have a Taina, you have a Chazaka. What should be a Chisaren in the Chazaka that you should have to have Taka Amigu? So it's some Taka Mashmo. The Pashtus is like the Ktzais and Kiveger that take on that when you say Kamoy Dizamni, the Taka don't need a Migu Bechlal. It's considered a Chazaka Shieshi Mataina. The Gemara towards the bottom of the Amid brings Shloish Lekuchais Mitztarfin, three buyers are Mitztarif for Cheskas Gimel Shanim. Omarav Vechulam Bishtar, they all have to have a shtar. That means that according to the way the Rishbam explains it, the second two. The first one obviously does not have a shtar, or else there wouldn't be a mokim to need Cheskas Gimel Shanim. He would just be able to show his shtar that he bought it from the Marakama. But Vechulam Bishtar means that number two and number three require a shtar that they bought it from the one before them.
And Memela, all three together, with the 3 years, will be considered Cheses Gimel Shonim. The Gemara asks, the Memer the Sava Rav Shtar Isle Kolo, that a Shtar has a Koil, the Adam less Lo Kolo, and Adam do not have a Koil. That means a Shtar, that since you write it down and you sign it, everybody hears about it, so everybody knows that the second Lekech bought it from the first Lekech and the third bought it from the second, but Adam would not be Moitzi a Koil. For the Gemara, Vomarav, a Mecha Sada Be Adam, a person who sells a field with Adam, Goivim and Nechosim Mishabodim, could collect from Nechosim Mishabodim, presumably that is because there is a Koil that there was a mechiri here, so the kuchai should know about it, and therefore there's a lien on the property, and you're able to collect from the chasam shabadim. And the more answer is hasam the kuchais and top membeis inu sidu anav shayu. They caused their own loss. They threw money for nothing. They should have investigated to see if he had sold previously a karka b'achrayis, and they didn't do that, and therefore they all mafsid. But lagabi the shalosh the kuchais, you don't have to be, then you shouldn't lose out, because since there's if they have a shtar in a chanami, then they have a cheses gimel shonim. If they don't have a shtar, so the ma'ar didn't know that the said it was could have been meicha, or the ma'ar, since there's no shtar in the mechira, there was no koil. They didn't know anything about the fact that the second guy bought it from the first and the third from the second, and mainly he could say to himself that they were afraid to be machzik in the karka. That's why they didn't go ahead and either have it stay by one person for 3 years or have a shtar. And mainly in a case of meicha sodei be'edim, or let's say there were three with three lekuches, they would not have been starved. The only time the three lekuches have been starved if it was bishtar. But al kapanim, the Gemara says that a meicha sodei be'edim, if you sell a field be'edim, so the halacha is that you could be goyim and chosim shabadim. Over here we find the machlekes rishonim, if we're talking about dafka that is mekabel achrayis, or even if he was not mekabel achrayis. The Rashbam says in the sugya of meicha sodei be'edim that it's talking that he was mekabel achrayis. If he's mekabel achrayis, then you can collect from the chosim shabadim. But Rabbeinu Yoina and the Rosh argue and they say that even if he was not mefarish in front of the edim, that he was mekabel achrayis, it's understood that there is a kabbalas achrayis. Why? The leishadi inish zuzi bichdi. A person doesn't throw away money for nothing. And therefore, he would have insisted that the meicher is mekabel achrayis, guarantees the sale. And the Rishonim speak out that afilu mandom achrayis lav tos sefer, even according to mandom that holds that if it's missing achrayis in a shtar, if it's not written in a shtar, that you accept achrayis, that if it's taken away, that you'll replace it. We still say it's a tos, and we say that's not a tos sefer. We say that if it's not written in the shtar, it's taka, there is no kabbalas achrayis, not like the mandom who holds that achrayis is tos sefer, meaning that if achrayis is missing in a shtar, we assume there was achrayis and it was a mistake of the cipher. So the Rishonim is speaking out that even according to the Madamar that achrayis is not a Torah cipher, it's not a mistake, and therefore there's no achrayis, but hanei milik shnizkak l'shtar. That's only when you need a shtar, you have to come onto a shtar, v'lei pirish by achrayis, and you were not mefarish achrayis in the shtar, eimer kachoy atanai beinem. We'll say that was a tanai between them, that it should be without a guarantee. But if it's not a shtar, then we say that automatically there is a guarantee. A shtar is totally an achrayis to a sefer or not. But by shenkin, when it's be'edim, we will say that automatically there was a kabbalas achrayis. And the reason by a shtar, he didn't write the achrayis, that shows us that the tanai was without achrayis. But if it's not an idea shtar, it's always we assume that it was achrayis no matter what. The Raivin and Shin Kabetzis later in Daf Ayin Zayin says like the Rashbam that over here it's Dafka if there was a Kabbalas Achrayis, and he explains that even by a Meicher B'Shtar, where you say, even the Mandamur says Achrayis is yes to a Sefer, that we say automatically there is a Kabbalas Achrayis, even though it's not written in the Shtar, that's only because we tell that the Meicher was Stam and the Kabbalas Achrayis Beferish, but the Sefer forgot to write it down. But if we would know that he was not mekabel achrayis, it's not shy to say achrayis to a sefer. And the male derived is sort of speaking in a certain way, explaining the cheat of the Rashbam, that just because you sell the field, the Eidim, it doesn't mean there's a kabbal achrayis. Achrayis to a sefer never means that even without a kabbal achrayis, that there is a achrayis. Achrayis to a sefer just means that if they didn't write it in the shtar, we say there was a kabbal achrayis, but the sefer made a mistake and he forgot to write it in the shtar. But he has to be mekabel achrayis in order to have achrayis. There's no such thing as saying there's a kabbal achrayis without an actual kabbal achrayis. So melo by meicha sadei be'edim, if we don't know that there was a kabbal achrayis, we don't say there's a toisi, we don't say there's a mistake, and avad is no achrayis. And that's why the Rishbam learned in our Gemara that a meicha sadei be'edim is talking dafka where he was mekabel achrayis. The Ravitz is another time that lekeach be'edim kimish lechoshash lichtev shtar. If a person buys a field be'edim and he didn't worry about writing a shtar, he didn't care that there should be a shtar written,
So then he's also not choshish for achrayis. He doesn't care for a guarantee. Usually, lekeach beedim, you should have a shtar. Why don't you write a shtar? If he's not choshish, lichtiv shtar, he's also not choshish lasis achrayis. And therefore, L'chayr is saying, even on the tzad you want to say, that maybe we would assume there was a kabal achrayis, but there's a svar to say that by meichas hadeh beedim, that he was not mekabal achrayis. And that's the two ways the Rav is explaining why in our sugi, by meichas hadeh beedim, there is no kabal achrayis, and unless there's mefeirish you were mekabel, and male, that's where the Rishbam learns now Gemara. Ameichas adeya be'edim is goyim menachos meshubadim. It's speaking that there was a mefeirish a kabbal zachrayis. The Rashi in Kedushin Nafchav Zayin is ma'ir on this Ravid that Gemara in Bamatzia Daf Yudal Raman Alf is mashma that the side of achrayis toh sefer. Why do we say that? Why do we say that if there's no achrayis written in the shtar, that there still was a kabbal achrayis and the sefer forgot to write it? Mechates, maybe it was not mekabal achrayis. So the Gemara, so warning the Gemara, the svar is because leishadi inish zuzi bichdi, that a person would not throw away money for nothing. Why would a person throw, and therefore he's not going to pay and buy a field without knowing that if the field gets taken away by previous lekuches or by Bali Chavis, that he could be able to replace it? That svara, lechayra, applies whether it's bishtar or whether it's bal peh. And Mele the Raj was asking in the Ravid that why did the Ravid say that when you meicha sedeh beidim, when it's al peh, that you assume that there's no kabal zachrayis? Because he wasn't choshish to write a shtar, so he wasn't choshish to mekabal achrayis. Lechayra, there's still a svara of lishadi in zuzi bichti. A person wouldn't throw away his money for nothing. And we should say that there definitely was a kabal zachrayis. Now, Be'etzim, the Tumim in Sivkot and Dalar there also says that the Rashbam goes to Shitosai. He says, Nagoyis Ashrin, Periget Posh, and Enabo Basr brings between the Rashbam and Rabbeinu Baruch, Me'erch Eretz Yavon, that they paskin that by Mechira you don't say Achrayis Tosai for even Bishtar. You never say Achrayis Tosai for. We paskin Shmuel and Bamitzia that Mechira of Adinish, there's of an hour Liyame. A person sells land Liyame for a day and then there's no guarantee. So Achrayis is not a Tosai for. Memele, if you hold Achrayis, love Tosai for. So you could say, in our Sugya, the reason why the Rishbam said, Amechas Deyab Eidim is talking about he was Mechabal Achrayis, is because he goes to Shitosai that we paskin Achrayis is Taka, love Tos is Tosai for, and is Taka no Kabal Achrayis, and even Bishtar. Memele Zichir Beidim, we will not assume that there was a Kabal Achrayis. But I'll call upon him. We have machlekes rishayim in the Gemara. If meichas hadeya beedim is gave menachos meshabadim is speaking dafka where there was a lehedidik of a feirishdik a kabal sachrayis where the Rishbam and the Chari the Ravid learn, or according to the Ravid it's understood according to one teretz that there is a kabal sachrayis automatically. Or, like the Ben Yoyin and the Rosh, they say that even without speaking out achrayis at all, it's totally in the machlokes by shtar, achrayis tos sefer, lav tos sefer. If I care, they have a svar to say that even the mandam achrayis is lav tos sefer, that's only the gabi when you write a shtar. But if you don't write a shtar, it's automatic that zikha was the tanai beinehem, that there was a kabbalas achrayis. Now, in the etzim halacha, meichas hadeya beedim, goy menachos meshubadim, the rift does not bring this halacha, bichlal. And the Balamor and Dafi Rif and Mem and Beis asks why Taka the Rif mimashme this halacha. The Rambam and the Rosh do bring this halacha, and the Lachayr should be the halacha that Amechus Adeya Be'edim is Taka Goyim Nechosim Shabbatim. The Rishonim have a different shaila. And Amechus Adeya Be'edim Goyim Nechosim Shabbatim. Why don't you tie it for the Likheach that the Meich already paid up? It's doimet hamil va'alpeh that you don't have to be paid back by Adam. So we're also you should tie in for the likach that the meicher was already pora paid up and maybe you can't collect. And really, be'emes the Ramban and the Ran and the Ukiyosim answer that it's speaking about davka that the collector, the balichayv collecting the likach in Bezdin. And Bezdin wrote a shtar for the lekeach that he collect from the meicher of these nechassim that were the meshus and the meicher meshas and mecher ve'elich. And the male, the meicher is not going to pay up unless that shtar gets ripped up. But if the Bali Chayiv collects shleiv Bezdin, then itaki will tie up for the lekuches, then maybe the meicher taka paid up. Ein achanami. And the Gemara ends and says that hosam lekuches inu nafsel anashayu over there by meicher sadeu beedim, grave nechassim shubadim, because lekuches they cause their own loss. So the Mukhi Yosef brings Rishen Rabbein Chananel that this Svar is Shayach Dafkin Mechir, which is done in public with Hesya. But my Matana, which is Ovid Inish, the Ovid Bitsina, which a person gives a Matana sometimes privately, so a nice saint Sodeu Beidim, and he's Makabal Achrayas, the halacha would be that you're not Goiva Menechosim Shabbatim. Because there, in such a case, the Lekuches could not have protected themselves. And therefore, there's no Svar of Inud Da'afsid Anafshayu. You only have that Svar by Mechira, you don't have it by Matana. The Ritva argues, and Ritva says that Matana, you also have the same svar, because a nice in Matana is Mefarsim. Everybody is Mefarsim Adov. He lets everybody know his act, what he did, so everybody should know about his generosity. And even the Mekabel, if he's not a Kofi Toiva, he's also Mefarsim, who's the one who gave him a gift. So people should be Mafsik Le Toiva, and I get, obviously not in a way that a Blad Lashon Hara, that everybody should come to collect from him or ask for gifts, but he's also wants to let everybody know what a wonderful person he is, that he's nice in Matana is. And in Mela, by Matana, also there's a svar that they could have found out, you would have known, and the Lekucha is Inu Da'afsid Anafshayu. The Rishbam says in the svar of Inu Da'afsid Anafshayu that they should have been chayker very well if he sold it or not. But like Sholosh Lekucha is, you can't be mafsid the Ma'ar because there's no shtar, so he shouldn't have been chayker. The Rimigash and Mevar, the Chilik is that Lekucha is that a Maitzi Mammon, they have to be Mevar if the Kark is Meshubedis or not. Somebody who's coming to buy a land has to find out if there's any liens on this property. Is this property meshubet to any previous lekeach or to any bali chayves? But a bal karka always assumes that the karka is becheskosa. He's maxing the karka. He's not going to be chayker. He doesn't have to investigate. So in our case, the ma'arer, he doesn't have to think. He knows it's his land. Somebody else is there. He doesn't have to make a. He doesn't have to be chayker that maybe that somebody else that sold it to a third person and it went like that. He figures that the first person is afraid to stay in the land for more than a short amount of time because he knows that he's not the bailim. Did he think to investigate and find out that maybe Itaka made a mechir to a second person and the second person made a mechir to a third person? He doesn't have to be Mavar. He's assuming the land is his. The Gemara asks on Rav that how could Rav say that a Moicha Sodeya Be'edim is Goyv Menachosim Shabbadim? But Rav said on the top of Membeis, a Malvas Chaver Bishtar is Goyv Menachosim Shabbadim. I the Edim is Goyv Menachosim Nechayrin. You see that if you make Halvoi, the Edim you can't collect from a Shabbadim only from Nechayrin. So the Gemara says, maybe you'll say Rav is Tano Poli, but Rav Shmuel Domri Tavayim, Milva Peh is not Goyve, not Mina Yorishim, and not Mina Lekuchais. So you see that a Milva Be'edim, if it's Alpev, it's not Bishnar, cannot collect from not from Yorishim and not from Lekuchais. The Rabban and Rajman Ritvo ask, that it's Bevor later in Daf Kuf Ayin Heim Abeis, that the reason why a Milva Peh is not Goyve from the Yorishim and Lekuchais is because Shibud is Lav De Raisa. This Shibud is not Midei Raisa. The reason is not because Milva Peh is not of a Koil. And the Raya is because you can't be Goy from Yorishim. By Yorishim, you don't have the Svar of Koil or not a Koil. They got it automatically. So why can't you collect from Yorishim? It's because Shibud is Lav De Raisa. So Ebazay, what's the Gemara's Kasha? On that Rav said, Moicha Sodeo Be'edim is Goyvim and Achosm Shabbadim, Goyvim, Moicha Sodeo Be'edim, there is a Koil. If there is a Koil, Avadi could be Goyvim and Achosm Shabbadim. It's not Daimah to a Milval Peh. The Rishonim answered, the Gemara's Kasha is that if you say there's a Koil in Milval Peh, and that's the reason why Rav holds Moicha Sodeo Be'edim is Goyvim and Achosm Shabbadim, so the Chum should have been Masakin that you collect from the Chosm Shabbadim. Just like they are Masakin by Milva Bishtar, that you collect from the Chosm Shabbadim, Kadesh Leitin al Dels with Nelovim, like the Gemara says, Nafkuvayin Hamad Beis. So people should want to lend their money and not be afraid. They shouldn't hold back the whole Indian of Halva. They were Masakin that you can collect from the Chosm Shabbadim. So they should have Masakin like that also, Milva Peh, since there is a Koil. And from the fact that they were not Masakin, it's a Raya that a Milva Peh does not have a Koil. So from the din that they were not Masakin, practically, that Milva Peh could be Goyva from Yehoshim and Lukuchais, it's a Raya that a Milva Peh does not have a Koil. And if a Milva Peh does not have a Koil, that's the Gemara's Kasha and Rav, how could he say, HaMeicha Sodeya Be'edim is Goyvim Nechosim Mishubadim? Another two short Ha'aris just to complete the Sugya. When the Gemara says you can collect from the Chosim Nechirins, the Rishbam says it's talking about that they were Moedah Shlei Poru. They were Moedah, they did not pay up, because we hold a Malva Chaver Be'edim ain't Tzorach Lefore Be'edim. So he really can get away with it by saying that it was paid. So therefore, it must be speaking about he was moided. It was not pireya. The Pnei Shlaima asked that if that's the case, that he was moided that he did not pay up. So what's the Gemara's kasha? Maybe Rav is speaking about the reason why he cannot collect from Mishubadim, because the Lekucha is tiny that it was paid up.
So you're saying it wasn't paid up. The lekucha is a tiny, it was paid up. The gabit lekucha is, it doesn't help you, hayda. That's why you can't collect from Shabbatim. So the Pnei Shloimeh answer is that since it says stoma, goyv neicharin is mashma, even in the haifin, even in the case that it's yadua bebir, it's known shloi parei, for example, there was edim, shloi zaza, yada, miyadai, even in such a case, you cannot collect from Shabbatim, you can only collect from neicharin. And that's the Mar's kasha, that's a steer to the previous Gemara that Rav had said that hamalvas, if it's a meicha sadeo beedim, it's goyv neichasim mishabbatim. A second or is that the Gemara's maskana is that you can't ask a kasha from Zvini to a milva, because milva, a malva alone, ki koyozev, you lend bitzina, koyozev, you lend privately, keich lelitzu nichse, so people, your property shouldn't go down in value. But a Zvini, a sale, manda zoven ar befarhes yozoven, you do it publicly, keich lelepuk lekola, that's done publicly. And the Rishbam explains why it's done publicly, because a meicher is mefarsim it in order that people should want to go ahead and buy it. So a sale, always everybody knows what's up for sale. The Rebbeinu Gershom says that a lekech himself is mefarsim in order that it should go out of koil that he's a wealthy man that is able to buy karkois. That this is not that, like the Rishbam says, that the meicher is the one who's mefarsim, it's lekech is mefarsim, it's his benefit. And the Meiri says that both are mefarsim. Meicher is mefarsim in order to get buyers, and lekech is mefarsim so that it shouldn't go out in error. People shouldn't say that it's not really his. He has a reason that to mefarsim, everybody should know that he was kind of the karka, and it's not gezula, it's not stolen, and there's no error bechlal. And the mail by a mechir, everybody's going to know about it. It's not a shaila.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.